This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged
with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Let's go.
Hi, podcast people. What's the crack?
Hello.
Dave, what time did you get to bed last night? Be honest.
I think it was about 11.
Well, that's okay.
Yeah. Fuck me, though. I was deathly hungover when I woke this morning. Do you want to see a text that I sent to producer Callum last night at 20 past 8?
20 past 8 last night?
Yeah.
Why did you text him?
Because I was nervous. And I texted him and I said, "Hi, Callum. Just to let you know that David is going to be absolutely incredibly hungover tomorrow. Like, more so than he's ever been. So whatever he's meant to have planned, he hasn't. Whatever he's meant to plan, he won't. If you're looking for someone to blame, you'll never guess who." And then I signed it off from Ben and Linda.
Wow.
I wrote that entire text. And then I called him. I didn't mean to call him. And he just laugh reacted.
And he didn't even reply.
No.
Did that give you the fear this morning?
And he didn't even bring it up this morning. And I was like, oh. Yeah. I was like, I'm being a really, really good employee here. I could easily call in sick because fuck me, I was. I was sick.
You're a divil, man.
I was an absolute divil.
Why not on Friday, Saturday, Sunday night? Why the night before you have to go back to work? You have loads of opportunity there to do that
worry.
With the line.
Don't worry. I did it on Friday night, Saturday night and Sunday night too.
I remember you when you barely went to the pub when we first met all those years ago. You're a changed man.
Yeah, I never used to drink.
No, you didn't.
Honestly, something happened. Yeah, Linda happened.
Your housemate.
And Ben happened.
Yeah.
No, we were going to go local because Linda had come back from a week abroad with her mum, and she was like, "I need a drink," like she's going mad. So we were like, "Right, fuck it, we'll go into Ranelagh," and then we were walking to Ranelagh, and we were like, "Will we get the Lewis to town?"
Oh, you divils!
Oh, we will go on. So we got the Lewis.
The three of you are just a dangerous crew.
We are. We just can't say no.
Yeah, I know.
And it's just before you know it, you're 5 points in, dancing with a 97-year-old in Devitts.
I do think there'd be a great sitcom in your friendship with Ben.
Oh, it's in the works. Don't you worry.
Okay, well, enjoy today's show. See if you can notice that Dave was struggling. I think he sounded great. And we're back tomorrow live from 7. Cheers.
The first half an hour of the show, I'm like pretty ropey. So give me some slack on that.
Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Let's go.
Every day we wake up.
Rise and shine.
What's the crack, Emma and Dave with you of Emma, Dave and Aisling, of course.
Hello.
Aisling's on our hollybops.
I love how you had to explain who we were. Yeah. Without the three of us, we're totally different.
Emma and Dave here of you know.
You know Emma, Dave and Aisling, well, you'll never guess who we are. Good morning, anyway.
Good start, man.
Good weekend.
Great weekend. Really
you did
fun.
You did the mini marathon.
I did the mini marathon, yeah. And do you know what? I'm actually going to give myself a pat on the back. I'm so surprised by how I got on, in the sense that I'm like, what if you actually trained for that properly? How would you have gotten on?
Why, did you not smash it?
No, I came in at 1:15, which like isn't like the winner came in at 33 minutes. What a queen. But like,
I'd imagine she trained though.
She's like an elite athlete.
There you go.
I thought I would be a bit slower than that. And I was surprised by how long I could run for without needing a little walk. Got to 7 without a walk. Anyway, it was an unreal day. It was so hot. It was great crack. But the one thing I realised when I crossed the finish line is how anticlimactic it is to have, one, no support, and two, not running it with everyone. Because everyone was like meeting the loves of their lives and their friends. All the pubs, I was walking back over past Stephen's Green, O'Donoghue's and all were absolutely out the door with all the purple jerseys. And I was like, all right, so I suppose I'll see myself off to work. I suppose I'll just go off home.
Emma.
I met this queen by the name of Melissa on Drury Street. I was walking down to get a pizza slice, being like, sure, I might as well treat myself
of course, something before
I go to work while everyone else is celebrating with all their friends.
Yeah.
The big gangs of women who did it together. Anyway, I was chatting to her for a while. She was great crack. What a pet. And she was like, did you get a picture now with your medal? And I was like, no. And she did a full photo shoot on Drury Street.
Stop.
And then I was like, anyway, listen, I got to go to work. And she was like, what do you mean you got to go to work? You're an athlete.
This is your job now.
She was like, you're an athlete. You don't go to work. And then I was like walking back up Drury Street, which was obviously like so packed with people on the back of it. And she was like, sorry, an athlete's trying to pass you by there. It was so funny. She made my day. But yeah, 10 out of 10.
Well done. Congrats, though. That's unreal.
I appreciate it.
I'll give you the round of applause now.
Thanks,
I wasn't at the finishing line. I was there, you just couldn't see me, it was so packed.
Oh, you were there?
I was there, yeah. It was just so packed.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
I know Aisling, obviously different story to do an actual real marathon, which she completed last year at Queen. But she was, do you remember she was talking about how she felt like a superhero hitting all the kids' hands?
Yeah.
Oh my God, coming over the last bridge, I was like, I am a superstar. It was fun. All right, kicking off with Taylor Swift and Post Malone and Fortnite here on Spin. Welcome
Morning.
To Tuesday.
Spin's Fully Charged.
Just taking over the Friday Night Residency here on Spin, kicking it off last Friday from 7. That is New Era and Birds in the Sky on Spin. Woo. What's the crack?
Good morning.
Spotted the story over the weekend, cringe secondhand, and feel very bad for the person involved. And you know what? It made me think, Jesus, if I ever was a pop star, this is probably something that would happen to me and I'd never get over it.
Oh no, go on. What happened?
I'm talking about poor old Rita Ora. Rita Ora, I think, queen of always somehow being relevant, but always, but never really for anything.
Yeah. I totally am with you. She's at everything, but you're like, why?
Rita Ora, as far as I'm aware, doesn't have an album that I'm aware of, even though I'm sure she does have an album somewhere.
I'm going to say it, and I know you hate when I say it, but I'm going to say it. Industry plant.
Oh, do you know what? In that case, I don't know. I don't mean to be cruel, and I'm not trying to be mean. I'm like, go, girl, you're making bank, but...
She is married to your man as well.
Yeah,
Taika Waititi.
Yeah, but that was new. That's a new thing.
That's true.
She's been in the charts for years, and sometimes her songs do really, really well. But I'm like, do you even take it that seriously? I just don't know. Before I get into the story, I want to just remind you that she has many songs, and some of them are different from one another.
Okay, thank you.
So this is one of her songs that's called Anywhere. And then she has this other song that
Funny if you played the same clip.
promise, I'm on this. Lonely Together, okay? So it's different than the song Anywhere. You remember this?
Yeah, it's spin play.
Yeah, it's a tune. Rita Ora was playing at the weekend at a festival in the UK, right? And there was a massive, it's called the Mighty Hoopla.
The Hoopla.
But anyway, so in fairness now, and we have to give the woman a fair bit of respect, there was huge technical issues across the weekend, it looked like, particularly during her set, the sound system was crashing out and the backing tracks were crashing out. So a lot of the time she was trying to rely on the fans to sing along the songs with her and do a song that obviously is very highly produced, like the ones you just heard, but do them a cappella, okay?
Yeah,
she was walking into the crowd. Does anyone know the lyric?
No. Oh God, she's like Manchester City. She's no fan.
Sing along. And it turned out that it seems no one really knows the lyrics to her song. A crowd of like, you know, when you're in fifth class and you all have to sing together and you're all really shy. This is a festival crowd. You'd expect a bit more volume than this. Right?
Oh God.
I know, I feel bad for it.
That's what I'm saying, oh God.
But the reason that she can't blame other people for not knowing the lyrics to her song is because it seems like she doesn't know the lyrics to her own song.
Yeah, herself.
Because halfway through performing the song Anywhere, maybe she was in a moment of kind of stage fright, realizing they weren't really singing along. She got confused herself and started singing the lyrics to Lonely Together.
No.
The second song that I played for you there, right? And it sounded like this. It's the wrong song.
Oh my God. Yeah. What a car crash.
I felt so sorry for her. Now, a lot of people getting into, like, online about this, being like, think about those of us that were there. Because obviously other people reacting online. Oh my God, I'm absolutely dying. Now, she obviously took it all in her stride and said, Mighty Hoopla, you are something else, and kind of made out that all went well, which I'm sure it did overall. Look, it's one of those things that happens, but it's so one of those things that would happen to me.
Yeah,
Do you know what I mean?
I actually feel so bad for her. That's awful. The fact she didn't know her own songs, though, makes me kind of worried.
Yeah. She's one of those people that when I was a teenager, Rita Ora was around. I'm 31 now, Rita Ora is around, and I'm like, do we know if there's been an album from Rita Ora ever? She could do a whopper greatest hits now, in fairness, at this stage.
Let me just search this for you.
Okay.
Talk
amongst yourself.
I'd be very curious to see if she has an album. I've never heard of it.
It wasn't very well publicised if it was.
I think she's had about four.
Has she?
Yeah. Phoenix in 2018.
Never
Aura, the original one in
Fair
2018.
Enough.
That was the one with like R.I.P.
Oh, that's a tune.
Do you remember that
one? I do like R.I.P.
And by the looks of it, one in 2023 and an EP in...
Sorry, there was an album last year.
Yeah, apparently.
Oh, well, there you go.
We'll be getting that on vinyl now in a couple of days. Good morning, Warner.
You're listening to Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling. This is Gorgeous, Mark Amber and Belong Together on Spin. I know sleep is
friends with death. It spins fully charged, recharged.
Hello. Billy Gillies and Hannah Bullen and DNA on Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling. Quick PSA for you. Naturally, the countdown well and truly on there for Longitude. Only weeks to go, happening the end of this month. And if you don't have your tickets, well, what are you at? Well, Michaela here at Spin has your tickets from 10 o'clock this morning. Make sure to stick around.
Good morning. I went home over the weekend just to kind of chill out, see the family, and then it turned out that all of the family were away.
Oh, man.
So that was quite fun.
Isn't that so annoying when you actually make the effort to drive to see your family and they're like, sorry, we're actually busy. We'll be back in like an hour or two if you want to just, do you want to come? No, I don't want to come to the Lidl with you.
No,
I'm driving for 2 hours to see you.
Literally, I went home and Sean, my brother, was in Manchester. Sophie and Sean, or my mum and my sister were in Milan, of all places, and dad
You're
was
not aware of this.
No, I actually completely forgot. Kind of came home expecting like, you know, a full house, and no one was there. And then,
oh, my darling, welcome home.
Yeah, nothing. But my dad was there. We went out and we watched the match and stuff. But he had to go and play golf the next day, right? So it was just me alone in the house for like 5 hours. Golf takes a long time, by the way.
Slow with all those holes, isn't it?
Slow. But so I was kind of sitting there, going twiddling my thumbs, like, what the hell do I do? Do you know what I'll do? And I've been thinking about doing this for a while. I'll go and I'll get my PlayStation 2 out of the attic.
Oh, fun.
And play the old games that I have on the PlayStation 2. Haven't played it in years, but I was really looking forward
to it. It looks so retro now.
It looks bizarre. It looks tiny as well, because obviously the PlayStation 5 now, it's massive compared to it. But anyway, I went up to the attic. First issue with the attic, filled with the one thing that I'm terrified of, spiders.
Okay.
I literally opened the ladder to come down.
I was going to say, what are they called when you have that ladder to come down? But anyway, yeah, fancy basically. You're not pulling a random ladder out.
No.
The styrus, is it? The styrus.
We used to actually have to get like cabinets and all and stand up on the cabinets in order to get to the attic.
Oh, a trip to the attic's always so mystical.
Yeah, well, luckily we've got the stairs installed and we could go up. And first thing, I literally opened the stairs and two spiders fall down. I was like, okay, that's not a good start.
No.
Found the PlayStation. Also found this weird toy that my brother got like for Christmas or something years ago, where it's like it's like a magic trick basically.
Yeah.
And what it does is it looks like a normal little cylinder, and then it pops up into a big giant stick.
Oh, right? That's not fun.
You ever see those kind of things? Yeah. It's made of metal. I sliced my finger twice on the thing because I didn't know how to work the thing.
Dave, there's certain things you shouldn't be doing unsupervised.
Yeah, I know.
Magic is one of them.
Magic is. I wasn't trained. So it was one of those things that kind of popped up, and I was stupidly did it once, hurt myself. I was like, well, I'll do it again. And hurt myself again. Look, I actually took a chunk of skin off my thumb, which is nice. And then anyway, I found the PlayStation games, which I wanted. There were four left. I have no idea where the others are gone.
Okay.
But I have four PlayStation games. See if you can spot the odd one out.
Okay, okay.
Freak Style. It's a like a scrambler game. Yeah. Do you know the, you know, bikes. Simpsons Hit and Run. The Simpsons Skateboarding. And The Simpsons Road Rage. And I played all of them.
God, Simpsons really branched out. Hit and Run and Road Rage.
Hit and Run and Road Rage are both elite games.
I actually have to disagree. The Simpsons Hit and Run is a great game and I love it so much. Skateboarding and Road Rage are two of the worst games of all time.
But like Simpsons were totally reaching there. They're not really known as a show for like Hit and Runs or Road Rage at all.
Yeah.
No, but it was in the era of like, say, Crazy Taxi,
That's exactly what it is. Crazy Taxi, yeah.
So did it work and all?
It worked at all. I couldn't believe it. I got the... You know that sound where the disc is working, where it goes, it's great sound. Actually means that the game is going to work. And I played that the whole day. It was fantastic.
Anything else in the attic? No.
Old photo albums.
Nice.
Yeah.
They're always a joy.
I never looked at them or anything.
You need to get yourself down to CEX because you probably get like £7 and a can of Monster with all those video games.
Oh, yeah. Let's do that.
PlayStation 2.
Make a few bob in the middle of the month. It's a long way to go to payday yet,
get some new PlayStation 2 games.
Absolutely. Ariana Grande now. We can't be friends on Spin. I didn't think you got this thing that keeps me coming back. Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning. Catch up on anything you missed from the live show right here.
Yeah.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Ariana Grande's We Can't Be Friends on Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling. It's just coming up on 8:30. She's doing a lot of work on her Instagram at the moment promoting the video for her big next single, Focus single, which is The Boy Is Mine.
Oh yeah.
I can't pronounce his last name. Penn
Badgley.
From You.
Yeah.
Looks like he's going to be the male protagonist in the music video.
Interesting.
Which is a strange choice, I think, because I think he creeps most people out just based on his character in You, right?
He was your man from Gossip Girl as well, wasn't he?
I know, yeah. It's hard to disassociate.
It is, to be fair.
But she's putting on loads of big parties for the video and all that, and it's out on Friday.
Do you know what? Speaking of Ariana Grande, I was looking back on old tweets, and I found a tweet from Givenchy where they were like, guess who our new person is, our new brand ambassador for Givenchy, and it was like a silhouette of Ariana Grande's hair and everything.
Yeah,
and everyone was like, oh my god, I wonder who it is. Like, such
what a
bad
tease. How are you?
Good morning.
Exciting times. A brand new 2-day fixture is coming to Leopardstown Racecourse, and it sounds like the crack.
It sounds unbelievable. I'm going with Carnival as opposed to Carnival.
It sounds more fun.
It sounds bougier as well, which I like. Carnival de Pep. It's happening on the 13th and it's happening on the 20th of June as well. It's going to be a vibrant fusion of horse racing, bingo loco sessions, street food, circus performers and race DJs all in one electrifying event.
It does sound like a huge amount going on. It sounds like a bit of me. Leopardstown.com if you'd like to get your tickets and more information. Carnival de Lep happening on the 13th and the 20th. So, we told you what you had to do to get in touch with the word race, and if we rang you back, you had a certain job to do. If you do that correctly, you win passes, not just for you, but for you plus four mates.
Yes.
This is always very nerve-wracking stuff. Let's go.
Hello?
Jade, what were you meant to do?
Jade, I'm so sorry.
See you later, Jade.
Jade. This is so sad. Sucks, man.
Unfortunately for Jade, she did not win today. However, I will tell you this, Jade. There is another chance to win tomorrow. So
there is, yeah.
You should get back on this. But we need a winner for today.
Get working on your nays and your whinnies. Gotta keep moving.
Yay!
That was beautiful.
That's a young filly or
that's foal, a foal.
Whatever they're called.
Is that a baby horse, a foal?
A foal, I'm
pretty sure.
Dave,
who are we talking to?
Jody,
congratulations. You are going to Carnival de Lep.
Fun, thank you.
That'll be a bit of crack, won't it?
Yeah, I actually think I'd really enjoy something like that.
Honestly, you'll have a ball. You've got the horse racing, obviously. You've got bingo loco, street food, circus performers. Kind of forgot about that bit. Race DJs, it's honestly sounds unreal.
One of them would do me for the month. Yeah. So there's a lot going on there.
That sounds absolutely unreal, right up my street.
Right up your street. I'm
delighted
glad,
for
Jody.
You. Four friends to bring. Do you have four of them? It's hard.
I'd probably bring my boyfriend and I probably would bring my mom and dad if they'd go.
That
sounds good.
You know what? That sounds like such a laugh. Yeah, listen, enjoy that.
I think that would be funny.
Bring them to Bingo Loco, see what they make of the whole thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Jody. Fair play. Thanks for listening to us.
Enjoy, Jody.
Enjoy your day.
See you later.
Thanks. Take care. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. I just found more tickets.
What do you mean you found more tickets?
I found more tickets to Carnival de Lep. I think we should see if we can give another pair of tickets.
It's just because you enjoy saying Carnival de Lep.
I do like it. Carnival.
So we're going again.
Go on. Do it again.
All right. You look. You know the souls at this stage. Let's go.
A lot on the line here.
Yay!
Yes!
That horse doesn't sound very well now. I'd bring him to the vet.
horse needs to be put down, I think.
Hey, now! Fran, you're going to Carnival de Lep.
Nice one, Fran.
Oh my god, thank you so much. I really appreciate that. Thank you so much.
No bother. It sounds like the crack, doesn't it?
It is. It sounds great, crack. I know it will be.
Would you be overstimulated by horse racing, bingo loco, street food, circus performers and race DJs all in one go? Or would you handle it okay?
I'd handle it perfectly.
Good man. Okay.
Do you know who you're going to bring, Fran?
Do you have four friends?
I do. Just about.
Well, listen, enjoy every bit of that. Your choice whether you want to go the 13th or the 20th. And enjoy, all right?
Have a great one, Fran.
Thank you very much.
Bye, sir. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Talk to you later. Yeah, if you missed out today, don't worry. Your chance to win your tickets to Carnival de Lep. Same time on tomorrow's show.
Woo.
Here at Spin, here's Jack Harlow. Wake up.
You wake me up. This is Spin's Fully Charged. Charged with Emma, Dave, and Aisling in the morning. Got a caffeine in my coffee cup. Oh, yeah.
Good morning, good morning. How are you? Tuesday after a long bank holiday weekend. Hope you're in good form.
Good
Emma,
morning.
Dave and Aisling on Spin.
How are we? And Patricia Callum, I'm glad you're here as well because I'm going to call out Emma Nolan. I need your backup on this.
Oh.
Wait till you hear what she did. And
sorry,
she doesn't even know what she's done.
I don't know what you're saying.
Okay, I don't want there to be a fight at 4 minutes past eight on a Tuesday
mean?
Of a short
week.
What's going on?
I was out for a drink with my friend on Friday night. And we were on Fade Street and just having a nice little drink.
Yeah. Bank holiday weekend.
Bank holiday weekend. Here we go.
I wasn't there tonight. I don't know what you're talking about.
It was on Friday.
Yeah, I wasn't there. I wasn't out on Friday night.
You weren't out, no. I was just sitting there with my friend having a drink and it was a lovely evening and oh, it was very nice. And then a car goes by and it's a white car. And I was like, hey, there's Emma Nolan. And I waved and she doesn't wave back because she doesn't see me because there's a lot of people on Fade Street.
Yeah, she's got to concentrate on the road.
Got to concentrate on the road. Yeah. Very, very well done.
Oh my God, I know
great
what this is.
And then she's beeping. She starts beeping at people to move.
Okay, wait. No.
She starts beeping.
Don't you
I
dare.
Hear her go halfway down the road and she just, all the Fade Street just beep.
That's a lie.
Beep,
it was
beep.
That's a lie. You're exaggerating. It was one beep and it wasn't a beep. It was a bip. It was a bip. It was a bip.
It wasn't a beep. It was a bip.
Oh, man. I hate you for doing that to me. Yes, I was driving up Fade Street on Friday night. I was working. And people, after a few drinks, don't care about the fact that that is not a pedestrianised street. And there's no other way to get out of that car park unless you drive up that street. And to say it is terrifying is an understatement. No one cares. No one moves. I was ashamed of myself for bipping once. Because everyone turned around and gave me dirty looks.
I think I heard two beeps.
And there was not two beeps.
Was she dangling out the window as well? Will you get,
out of the way?
Oh, you made me sound like such an old fart.
Do you know what? This gives me, it reminds me of the time when I was coming out of Dunn's on Georgia Street
so
and I was crossing Fade Street and I was looking to cross and this red car pulled up and beeped and like waved me to move on. I was like, who is this ignorant fool beeping me? And it was Dave winding me up. But that was him in jest. I think Emma's got a serious bit of...
Yeah.
She hates pedestrians.
She hates pedestrians.
Emma Nolan loves her car. She's got a 4x4.
And someone was too close to it.
Yeah.
Go away!
She drives just to go around the corner. She goes to the corner shop. She doesn't use her legs at all.
You're too close to the Range Rover.
Stop! As if, would you shut up? I'm trying to keep people safe. Screw you now, David.
Oh, good
she
morning.
She hates cyclists too, by the way.
Hit music now. Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
Sabrina Carpenter and Espresso on Spin. So, she's got the new album coming out. It's called Short and Sweet.
Yeah, and it was just announced as well.
It's arriving on the 23rd of August, so not long to wait. And then she's tweeting now as well. So there's a bang of, I'm announcing a big tour off this.
Ooh.
I have a surprise coming for you on Thursday night, so keep an eye out.
I'm excited.
If it was Dublin, where would it be?
I think the Tree.
I think the Olympia.
No, definitely.
She has that song and it's huge. And otherwise she's Feather.
I think people are going to see her though. They're not like going to see the songs.
I don't know if she's an arena gal yet, lads.
I'm telling you, there's not a chance they're putting Sabrina Carpenter
saying,
in the Olympia.
Okay, Grant, I'm placing my bets now because it'll probably be announced on Thursday. I'm going to say 2 to 3 nights in the Olympia. What are you saying?
I'm saying 1 night in the Three Arena.
All right, we'll see. 3, 2, 1.
Okay, let's go.
Ladies and gentlemen, Emma, Dave and Aisling's golden ticket.
Here we go.
Okay, 8:10. It is high time we got you sorted with these three amazing music festivals. The tickets to go. There was a lot of FOMO in the air, I think we were saying a while ago over the weekend because I wasn't at Forbidden Fruit, but we're really in the thick of festival season now. It's well underway. It's going to run all the way through the summer. We want to get you to Sea Sessions, Longitude and Electric Picnic.
Forbidden Fruit really made me go, oh crap, I really want to go to a festival this year.
I want to say there was a hive of activity, especially on Saturday night, because there was Forbidden Fruit. Mm. There was Bloom.
Yes.
Obviously, that's not in the same kind of category as Forbidden Fruit.
Bloom's a laugh.
There was something on in Leopardstown, Belters Only and MK.
Oh, yes.
And gigs in St Anne's Park as well.
Yeah.
Hive of activity.
The
Trinity gigs are going to start coming up soon.
I love this time of year, I was only looking at it the other day, the dates, because, you know, I live by the Marley Park direction of the world. world and the can't wait for the lads back guarding the estate. Yeah. Always a good time when you get your little when you get your little pass to say, I live here, let me into my estate.
Love
please.
That.
Jessica's on to try and win this incredible prize this morning. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Grand. How was your bank holiday weekend?
Oh, it was lovely, yeah. Quiet. How about you?
Yeah, thank you for asking.
No one ever asks us, ever. Jessica. Well, oh. I'll tell you all about it.
Go on. Give us three highlights of your weekend there for Jessica.
Went home, saw Real Madrid win the Champions League, played PlayStation 2, went out.
Fun. Yeah, good stuff.
Very
nice. Have you got a three-point highlight for us, Jessica?
Yeah, come on, Jessica. Give us the three points,
please.
So I went camping in Donegal.
For God's sake, a quiet one.
I had a quiet weekend. What do you mean you went camping
in
Donegal?
No, it actually was. I only had like...
So wait, whereabouts in Donegal did you camp?
I camped up in Kilmarnie.
Sorry, so you're the most perfect candidate for these C-Sessions tickets. You've already camped in Donegal this summer.
I know.
Okay.
We want to go back. What's the plan for summer? Do you have any festival tickets bought already, Jessica?
No, I actually don't.
Most of the Irish population. We'll wing it and we'll figure out a way.
Absolutely.
But it's actually really nice to know you have the tickets so you can actually make solid plans.
Jessica, can I ask you this, right? Because I know another Jessica who hates being called any nickname other than her name. So do you mind a Jess? Do you mind a Jessie? What's your vibe?
I like Jess. I hate Jessie though.
I hate Jessie. Okay, can I go with Jess?
We can go with
Jess. We'll go with Jess. Deadly.
Just a quick one before we get cracking, right? Hopefully, we're hoping you win these tickets to not just C-Sessions, but Longitude and Electric Picnic. What's the ground like at the moment for camping in Donegal, would you say?
Oh, yeah.
Warm enough?
It was grand, yeah, it was lovely weather.
You were cosy enough, were you?
No.
Good.
Sounds good.
It's not bad.
Let's see if we can get you back there in a couple of weeks for C-Sessions. We also want to send you to Longitude and Electric Picnic. This is Emma David Ashling's Golden Ticket. Have you heard this game before, Jessica?
I have indeed, yeah.
Do you know how many seconds go on the clock?
Yeah, 25.
Do you know how many songs you have to guess?
Five.
That's it. Guess the five songs and artists within 25 seconds. You win a golden ticket to three of the biggest music festivals this summer. If it's a song with a few people on it, you only need to mention one artist. No skipping or passing. We can't move on until you get the song and artist correct. However, if you really don't know it, you can swap it for a different one. You can only do that once and you can't do it on the final song. If you want to swap the song, shout the word swap. When you get it correct, we'll pause the clock just so you can gather yourself and get ready for the next one. All makes sense, Jess?
Yeah, that's perfect.
Happy days. Where are you from?
I'm from Meath.
What part of Meath?
Longwood. It's quite small.
I've never heard of Longwood, but it sounds very nice. Yeah. Jess from Longwood.
Does it have lots of Longwood? It's a lot of trees.
It does actually. It has lots of
forestry,
trees.
Forestry, maybe, yeah.
Very nice.
Best of luck to you.
All right, 25 seconds on the clock, Jess, and song one. Place in 3, 2, 1, start the clock. It's like strawberries.
Watermelon Sugar Harry song.
Stop the clock.
Like
in
a pro.
There, no messing.
All right, you got that in just less than 4 seconds. 21 seconds left on the clock. 4 to go, and a swap remains. Well done.
Was Harry Styles a Watermelon Sugar? Let's go for song two. It plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
We never knew how to fall. Waffle House.
Yeah.
We always knew how to
fall. Stop the clock, yes. Back yourself,
done,
Jess.
Girl.
Back yourself. I like it.
Oh, I know it, but...
Jonas Brothers and Waffle House. A great song. One I haven't heard in a couple of months now at this stage.
Okay, so we are just short of the average time to have, say, 5 seconds per song. You're at 14 seconds. You've 3 songs to go. And your swap. All right, gal.
Let's go for song three. Jessa plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. Why you boy just
can't take it. Swap.
Oh, good choice. You knew it straight away.
All right, Jess, you're swapping out. Sleep Tonight from Switch Disco, Rehab and Sam Felt. Big track on spin at the moment, but I understand no real standout name there in terms of artists. Sure, there's not.
Not really,
yeah. No.
But that's all right. Let's hopefully get the brand new song three. It plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. Any idea, Jess?
No. Like, I know if I don't, you'll get it.
I know, yeah.
2, 1. I'm so sorry.
That was Happier from the Blessed Madonna. It's a recent enough one, but a bit of a banger, and I think a fair song.
I do like the song as well.
I'd say you're going to hate it from now on, though, Jess, are you?
Yeah.
Spoiled for you. Listen, not everyone can camp twice in Donegal once a year. You know, not everyone can be that lucky.
Exactly.
That's true. Very, very
sorry,
true.
Sorry, Jess. But look, I hope you get there anyway, regardless of us, okay?
Have a great day, Jess.
Thanks so much. You too. Bye.
Talk to you later. Bye bye. All right.
Look. Lovely girl.
This is going to pop up again, I've no doubt about it. The Blessed Madonna, Happier.
That's what you got to do.
One more time. So 3, 2, 1, start the clock.
The Blessed Madonna, Happier.
Yeah. I just have a feeling about it. It's not going anywhere. It's a big hit. Best Madonna and Happier.
Besser Madonna. Less Madonna.
Less Madonna and Happier. So keep that in mind. And also to say, naturally, we're back tomorrow trying to give you the tickets to Sea Sessions, Longitude and Electric Picnic. So message us right now for that. Golden in a WhatsApp to register. Get in nice and early. Producer Colin will be delighted with you. 087 711 1038. Elsewhere, just Longitude tickets. Michaela has them from 10 o'clock this morning on Spin. Here's the other track that Jess missed out on this morning. Switch Disco Rehab and Sam Felt. It is called Sleep Tonight. Bear this one in mind too. It's a big hit at the moment. You're on Spin.
Why you
Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning. Catch up on anything you missed from the live show right here.
Yeah.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
And FYI, Ash is on her holidays this week in case you think she's just choosing not
is that where she
not
is?
To participate in the conversation today. She's like, nah, I'm done with you.
No, she's there. She's just very quiet.
Question for you this morning. 087 711 1038. Sorry to spread a bit of anxiety this morning, but we've all been there. Would love your voice notes on this. Question being, when have you been shocked by the bill? Okay. The bill arrives. You're in a state of shock. You don't know how you're going to figure this out. Bit of a disaster. I'm going to bring it back. I mentioned several times that I went to New York with my friend.
What?
Emer, my best friend.
This is brand new information.
And we said going to New York, let's just live within our means, okay? Mm-hmm. Neither of us had the whatever you would need. I don't know. Copious amounts of cash to live the high life in New York City. It's probably the most expensive place I've ever been in my life.
It's very expensive, yeah.
From a bottle of water to a drink to whatever. You're talking big bucks. And we were like, let's just live within our means.
Even from places where you think is going to be cheap. Like on the side of the street, you know, the hot dog stands. And
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah.
Bottle of water, $4.
$4, yeah, exactly. So we knew going there's not going to be a fancy dinner. There probably won't be a big, like, you know, late bar vibe. Let's just pick up some street food, go to McDonald's.
Yeah.
You know, we had our breakfast included, throwing out croissant into the bag, might have in the park later. It was that kind of a vibe.
The good thing about New York, though, is the best kind of parts of it are free, like just the views.
Totally fair.
Totally free.
And we weren't going there to shop. Okay, so we're coming up to like one of our last days, our second last day. And you know yourself, there's a long month to go. We're still in May.
Yeah.
What date are we paid in June? Are we still in May? Oh, Christ. And my friend Emer has a friend who has been living in New York for the last few years. So naturally, they were keen to meet up. And I said, look, I'll leave you to it. I'll go off for a walk. Said, no, please, come with. So her friend was working in this particular area of Midtown and said, look, I'm on a break between 1 and 2 from work. Do you want to meet me here?
Okay.
Now, we obviously didn't have a clue what part of town that meant, whether it was upmarket or not, or whatever the case. But what we did know is that morning when we got ready to leave the hotel room for the day, we decided, we're going cash. We've been kind of getting all dolled up the last few days.
Right.
And we were a bit fed up. So this is important, okay? What we were wearing was important because it really wasn't good. I was wearing about 17 mosquito bites in my legs.
Oh, nice.
4-day-old fake tan, short denim shorts, a pretty cleavagey kind of Adidas t-shirt.
Okay.
Okay. It was a bit low cut.
Okay.
I was feeling myself, right?
Okay.
And a $4 New York fake Yankees hat.
Oh, wow. Okay?
And this was the day we said, we're just going to chill. We're not getting dolled up. I barely had a scratch of makeup on.
You look like true New Yorkers.
Yeah, we were really getting into it. So off we go. It's coming up to 1 o'clock. We're trying to follow Google Maps with no data, preloaded from the last Wi-Fi place we were in to find this place that we were meant to meet her friend for lunch. And we walk in. And I want you to imagine a brown Thomas like no other brown Thomas on the bottom floor as you walk in. I said, I think we're in the wrong place. This can't be. Sure, there's no lunch here. You're talking surrounded by the glitziest store. YSL, Gucci, Chanel,
no.
Armani, Prada, Valentino, everywhere you look. I said, oh, listen, we're going to get arrested even just this top alone is going to get me arrested. So we finally get Wi-Fi connected and say, I think we're in the wrong place. Surely this isn't it, is it? And she said, yeah. Just bing up to the top floor. So you bing up to the top floor. Now, guys, can you imagine? This is like Four Seasons-esque. Even just to approach, there was a really long corridor that was like draped in these, the most plush, stunning kind of gold curtains I've ever seen along this red carpet as you walk down.
Oh, God.
Really, really dim lighting. And met a girl at the end. Hi, kind of looking at us up and down. Do you have a booking? And we were like, I was honestly, my chest was tightening. I was trying to like hide my cleavage and pull down my shorts and all the rest. I was like,
can't afford to book it.
I was like, I have absolutely no business being here. We're like, yeah, we're meeting a friend, right? So when we met Umar's friend, I don't think she, in fairness to her, she was just trying to find somewhere quick to meet us for lunch. I don't think even she had realised kind of what we were walking into.
Right, okay.
And maybe like a bit of a heads up would have been nice.
Because yeah,
we could have, well, one changed and told her, no way, let's go to an Irish bar. you know what I mean? So that was grand. She stayed, had a quick burger and left. She was dressed much more appropriately because she was in her work gear. We were like two of the biggest tourists you've ever seen. So she left. We got two drinks each. Two drinks each.
Go on.
And the bill arrived.
Oh no. That's all you got, two drinks each?
Two drinks each. 2 days left to go. Already kind of counting the pennies. Long right. month. Not paid till the 25th of June.
What was the bill?
€180.
What?
For
what?
Four drinks.
For four drinks, €180.
$180. Wait, not before a tip.
Before a tip. Oh dear God.
That two drinks each cost us $110.
That's what you get for ordering liquid gold.
We didn't know. We had no idea.
Oh my God.
It honestly, we were shaking. We were bruised. My chest didn't like untighten from anxiety until I was out. We got to the bottom floor and again, we were out with the YSLs and the Gucci's and I was like, we're still in this hell. Get us out of here.
So you're talking about $45 per glass.
Per glass.
Dear God.
Holy mother of God, lads. I was so out of my depth. Question being, when have you been shocked by the bill? We'd love to hear voice notes on this morning. 087 711 103. I'm sure we've all been there. Sonny Federa now. This is called Mind Still. It's Spin. Sometimes. Mind Still. When were you totally shocked by the bill? We've all been there when you when the receipt comes around and you're all like, what? Are you serious? Revolute me that, will you? That, will you?
Yeah. Revolute me that immediately.
It's always quite the shock. Stephen, when were you shocked by the bill?
Yeah, no, back in 2015, I went to Vegas. Right. I went to an Irish bar for a bite to eat and a couple of drinks. And when the bill arrived, there was an entertainment tax on the bill for the band that were playing, which was a bit of a shock because the band is meant to be there to attract punters. We're not meant to be paying for it.
Absolutely, that's you're not meant to be paying for it. What the hell? We brought in this entertainment, but you need to pay for it.
Yeah, you have to pay for it. Yeah, yeah.
That's
mad. Like, I would have happily not had it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, what if I didn't listen? What if I put earplugs in?
That's crazy.
But still have to pay it. That's absolutely insane. I was kind of trying to think back about, like, has this ever happened to me? And I it probably has at some point, but it was one of those, it's happened to my parents so much so that any story I had probably wouldn't compare, because I remember the two of them were in Venice and basically my dad's friend said, oh, I know a guy who owns a restaurant in Venice, you should go to this restaurant, he'll sort you out with a really, really nice meal.
Venice is pretty pricey in fairness. Someone has an inn.
Yeah, so they were going to this restaurant, they were like, right, well, we basically know the chef. And so they went into the restaurant, the chef came out, he was like, oh yeah, you know this person too, cool, that's great.
We're going to get treated here, I think, your parents. Yeah,
exactly, they're chatting to the chef and everything's grand, they're probably going to get it, you know, comped or something. Anyway, chef knocked off and didn't obviously say anything, and the bill came, and it was probably in the 80s or something like that. It was about £300 for literally all they had was like a little bit of dinner. They like didn't go mad. It wasn't like they had like a 7-course meal or anything. They had like a little bit of dinner and £300. And they back then, like £300 is a lot of money.
Oh man,
do you know what I mean?
You may be sure of it. Even today, it's a hell of a lot of money.
But they were like, did they not? The friend was like, did he not sort you out? And they were like, we were nearly about to go back into the kitchen and clean some pots and pans. Do you know what I mean? To pay for this.
Your whole holiday bill as well. When you go away with a certain amount of money, being like, this is my holiday fund.
Yeah.
And it's like lambasted like that. It really does affect the whole holiday. Katie, when were you shocked by the bill?
Oh, I went to food establishment, and I don't know if I can say its name.
Okay.
And myself and my daughter were having some lunch, waiting on my son to finish a party, and I asked them for a kid's bowl of plain pasta, nothing else, like literally a little bit of Parmesan cheese, that was it. They had all these different sauces, and so fair enough, I saw the name, the amount for the sauces, but I kind of figured, you know, a little small bowl of kids' pasta,
It's almost like when you're going in to get something and there's a kid around, you're like, can I just have like literally a touch of mashed potato and gravy in a little bowl for the chocolate?
Exactly.
That's it.
Exactly. Like, it wasn't even a substantial bowl of pasta. Like, let's put it this way. David, you would have eaten it in like 3 bites.
Okay, fair enough.
So, got the bill and it came to €9, and I swear to God, my eyes didn't pop out my head. And then I was like, what? And I said to the servers, and they said, yeah, no, they don't care.
Oh my
and
God.
And I was like, okay.
For amazing.
So then I started calculating my amount that I could buy of pasta for that amount of euro in Aldi. And that made it even worse.
Yeah, I was about to say, you get a whole bag of pasta for like 99 cents in some places as well. So yeah, yeah. There you go.
Wow. Oh, that's a
Emma, I can get it for 49 cents in Aldi, a bag of pasta.
And you've got like
that's two bowls.
1/20th of the amount in a bowl for £9. That's shocking.
Dear God, that's grim.
I like to put it this way, it won't be happening again.
Yeah, that's the end of that now, pal. Cheers, Katie. Thanks for good to chat to you, pet. Talk to you later.
Thanks, Katie.
No worries.
Bye.
Bye bye. Nicole was on 0877 11103. Was in France a little while back and ordered 4 chicken nuggets and chips meal for my little boy Rogan. Imagine my shock when the bill came and it was €25 for just that.
What?
4 chicken nuggets and chips.
No.
£25. My God.
4 nugs and a few chips.
They're French, huh? They're French.
Any more for us, do get in touch. Just when were you shocked by a bill? Like the neck of whoever issued you that bill kind of a
ridiculous
feeling.
Ridiculous. It's here, a fiver per nugget and then a fiver for chips.
Yeah, that is shocking.
That's insane.
Spins, fully charged.
Recharged.
I've been talking about when a bill in a restaurant comes and it's a bit more expensive than you think it's going to be. Kind of like eye-watering. Like, oh, yeah. Crap.
I think any bill that has you just kind of going, a bill that just completely shocks you.
Yeah. Yeah. This is because you were in New York and basically you paid about £45 for a glass.
Oh, man.
That was ridiculous.
I'll never forget.
Absolutely insane. Yeah. An experience, though, at the same time. But I was actually thinking back. I was like, I'm pretty sure I remember this story being in the papers about, like, this couple. And I just found it. And it was a couple. They went to Gordon Ramsay's restaurant,
oh,
right?
Yeah.
And they ordered steak, like, the two of them. And it said basically on the menu that it was like $35 or something like that. And that was for the 4 ounce and $60 for the 8 ounce, right?
35 is not the worst for a steak in a restaurant like that.
35 would be grand.
That's
for a steak.
Nice, yeah.
35 is not the cost of the steak.
Go on.
It is per ounce.
Oh,
right? But like, they're doing that on purpose. Do you know what I mean? Like, you can't put 35 per ounce on the menu. You're going to just think it's £35.
You can't be catching people out like that in a restaurant as well, especially of that caliber. You know what I mean?
So this couple paid about £600 for their bill. They got 2 steaks, a couple of drinks, and that was it, £600.
Sorry, I'm really bad with things like this. How many ounces would be in your average steak?
Well, you can get a 4 ounce steak, you can get a 6 ounce steak, you can get an 8 ounce steak. Do you know what I mean?
Ah, lads, no, I wouldn't be able.
But you're paying for the ounce. Like, who's doing that? Who's putting the price like that?
Are you ever like that though? When you're like so shocked by a bill, you're like, I can vomit it back up.
Yeah.
I heard as well, and I was warned not to get your nails done in New York. Apparently, you're looking at about £300 to get your nails done.
Really?
And it's almost like, take them back off. I don't want them. I don't want them. Louise was on.
I was in Prague a couple of years ago with my mom, my sister, and my sister-in-law, and we found this tiny little restaurant down in back alleyway, and when we went in, we were the only people sitting down, and the menu looked lovely, nice and cheap. That was what we were looking at our last night there. They offered us a free drink of local vodka. Yes, please, thank you very much, we'll have one of those. And then they said, would you like to try some of the other flavoured ones that we have? Oh yeah, we'll have one of them.
Ooh,
so five drinks later, they kept coming up with all these different flavours, 5 drinks later, and we asked for the bill, thinking, you know, we'd each had about €20 worth of food.
Oh dear.
And the bill came to like €450
No!
Because they've been charging us for all of the drinks apart from the first one.
No!
Which we hadn't expected.
Again, no, catching you out left, right and centre, man.
Oh, that's
not
bad.
Ideal.
That
it makes
is
you
bad.
Bend you into this false sense of security.
Yeah.
Like, oh, they're looking after us tonight. No, not ideal.
Stop it!
Yeah, stop it, yeah.
Stop that now. Okay, anyway, go forth and mind yourself is all I can say.
Recharged.
We were chatting about when you get a bill from a restaurant or wherever and it's a lot more than you were expecting. This is all after Emma was in New York and basically paid £45 for a drink.
Yeah.
2 drinks, and then bill came with her and a friend, £180 before the tip.
Oh, that's
not good.
Horrible.
Siva's on. She said, my man paid the equivalent of €14 for a melon in a supermarket in Dubai.
What?
Thought it was only going to be like €4 at the most. €14.
Sorry, melons in like Lidl, I think, are like 99 cents or
something.
Yeah,
that's something mad.
That's absolutely shocking.
That's Dubai for you, isn't it? It's mad. €14 for a melon.
And my favourite name of anyone who's ever messaged this radio station, Bogdan, was in touch.
Oh, yeah.
Guys, he's not looking at the menu before ordering. Look, absolutely fair point. I think I was so shocked by where I was that Can I just have a glass of something? Yeah, thanks. Yeah, that'll do. Thanks a million. Yeah, that'll do fine. In this case, I didn't.
Have you been to these places, though? There are some places that just have, like, food and drinks with no prices.
Yeah, can't stand
and
them.
And that's when you know they're really pricey. Yeah, it's when they don't advertise their price, you know you're in trouble.
If they're not telling you how much it is, you're stuck there. Yeah. Get out, run.
No, honestly, if it wasn't for the fact that we were meeting my friend's friend, like, I was out. Yeah. Like, I was mentally checked
out. She obviously is not that close of a friend.
I do think she realised she messed up a little bit. Bearing in mind, she was going back to work and didn't have a drink, so what she paid for her burger was less than what we paid for just...
glass.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, never again. I'll never let that go. Burn.
It's the way that wake up day today. Spins fully charged with Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Wake up. Dave and
Aisling. We got the morning routine.
Hello, welcome to Tuesday. Emma, Dave and Aisling with you here on Spin. Hope you're well.
Good morning. I have a question.
Go on.
What is Bloom?
Bloom is a festival for people who like gardens and flowers, I think, pal.
But if you wanted to go and stare at flowers all day,
yeah,
wouldn't you just go to the Botanic Gardens?
Very good point.
Wouldn't you go to a garden centre?
I think what makes Bloom a little bit different is, say, for example, if you are lucky enough to be a homeowner and there's a little patch of grass out the back,
right,
it might give you a bit of inspo on how to design maybe a very small space in Dublin in an urban setting.
Have you heard of Pinterest?
Well, this is also very true. Okay, what else does Bloom have?
Come on.
Pinterest or... Callum, help. What else is on
Come on, give me a reason to go to Bloom.
I saw that the Minions were there.
I worked with them last year and DJed with them and it rained a lot. That was so fun.
Yeah. I can find them on Facebook.
I think there was cooking demonstrations.
Okay, cool.
It's in the Phoenix YouTube, Park. The
YouTube.
Phoenix Park isn't on
Pinterest. Quite a walk, actually, from where you parked the car to get in as well.
That's a good workout.
Yeah.
Spenny as well, though.
Right. Is there anything else going on in Bloom that you can't find on Pinterest?
You're outdoors.
That's good for your health.
Yeah, fair.
If only
we had devices that we could use outdoors that connected to the internet.
Oxygen, a bit of a walk.
Organises a bloomer. Freaking out.
Sorry. No, I understand. It's kind of a bougie day out. Don't get me wrong. I enjoyed it when I was there. It's kind of like, do you know what? I have it.
Sorry, you DJed at it. I feel like I kind of glossed over that. You DJed at Bloom.
Oh, there's a party at Bloom.
There's a party. Yeah. Oh, right. Well, in that case.
I have it. I have it. I have the description.
Here we go.
It's the ploughing championship for people who have green fingers.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Very good.
That's. I'd say that's a good explanation. I'm just having a look at it. There's foods experience, shopping, sustainability, entertainment. There's so much stuff.
So cool. She's got the ploughing and Dubs have Bloom.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Notions have Bloom. Not Notions have muck and ploughing much later in the year when it's guaranteed to be lashing.
Unreal.
Yeah? You good?
Yeah.
We sorted?
I won't be attending.
And instead of a few free keyrings from the ploughing championship, you probably get a few little seeds to bring home.
Do you? Can you buy like stuff?
Know.
Yeah, probably.
Next year, if we're not barred from Bloom, we'll take Dave to Bloom.
Do you know what? That's a really good show.
That's a good idea.
We're bringing Dave to Bloom.
We're definitely barred.
The meadows.
Definitely barred.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
Okay, so I've mentioned on the show before, and Dave hates this about me, that I like watching music videos for songs.
I don't hate it. I just find it so weird. Did you ever playing a song and Emma's like, "Do you ever see the music video for this?" No, I haven't, Emma. It's not 2004.
I actually only saw today that five music channels are shutting down today.
No way.
Today?
Yeah, like Channel 4 Music, Kiss, The Box. All
not
going.
The Box.
Yeah.
That's so sad.
I know.
What about The Vault? The Vault's still there, right?
Scuzz. Remember that one?
Kerrang.
What was the one that had the little mini kind of music video, but then there was like a live chat and you could text in your
picture
and everything? I can't remember. It was Blue anyway.
I think that was The Box. I'm pretty sure.
Anyway, even in today's world, I enjoy a music video. I think respect the artists. They put a lot of work into their music videos.
Yeah, why?
It helps with perception. So Friday night, I was at home after work late enough with two of the girls and we said, throw on Sabrina Carpenter's Espresso there. I haven't seen the video yet.
Oh, no, I'd watch that one.
I'll repeat you.
So, while we were listening to the song and watching the video for the third time, we all agreed mutually, me and two of the girls, that we could be locked in a chamber for the rest of our lives, and if we had to listen to that song day in, day out, we don't think that it's possible to tire of that song.
Espresso.
We don't think it's possible to get sick of Espresso. You think of the Dance Monkeys. They have their light sell by date and you get a bit fed up. I think she's created the perfect pop song that you can't get sick of, just to remind you. It's just something something about it.
To be fair, I've probably heard it about 300 times at this stage and I'm still not sick of it.
I still turn it up very loud. Yep. And I think I've a long way to go with this song. And as we had this conversation, I said there is a definitive list of songs in my mind. And like, I work in radio, so I listen to a lot of music all the time. So I get sick of songs quite quickly.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? Whereas there's a list of songs in my head that I don't know what this artist has done, but I would be locked in a chamber and hear it on repeat for the rest of my life and actually go, what a tune.
Okay.
Every single time. Work with me on this. Number one, in my opinion, is this.
Not bad. Yeah.
I think they struck gold.
Yeah.
I can't get sick of it. It's Dua Lipa actually, and Elton John's Cold Heart that's now remixed.
I think, though, to be fair, you'd have to go back to the OG version. Like there's a reason why it's so good. It's like there's a reason they did a new version of it. The original is so good.
If I can predict what the rest of these are going to be, it's all around that same kind of vibe. It's chill, it's mellow. There's nothing kind of the way.
Nothing too rocky or in your face. Yeah, interesting. This is next. I know you
special, girl, because I know
That is, of course, Drake and In My Feelings.
Easy.
Chill vibe.
Very easy vibe.
I will always go, Kiki.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you love
Do you remember the dance to this and the hop out of the car?
Oh yeah.
That was fun.
Dave, I think you're strongly going to agree with me on this one. We have agreed that this might be our favourite song we've played on Spin in a long time.
I have no idea what this is going
to
be.
I could listen to this forever in a chamber and never tire of it. Fix what
I've broken. Oh, yes.
Sorry, I never
so
even caught the theme of this being so chill, but that is Libyanka with our very own Keane DeCrow and People. Obsessed.
It's one of my favourite songs.
One time I was driving and I queued Libyanka and Keane DeCrow song People 8 times.
Yeah, I've done the same.
Not even that you turned it to just like the repeat, you just got add to queue.
Yeah, add to queue.
Right swipe over, right swipe over. Again, now I feel so predictable, but this. Nothing feels
better. Loving this list.
I should actually make a playlist called Songs I Don't Think You'll Ever Get Sick Of.
Yeah. You haven't had one miss yet. I feel like there's a miss coming though.
Okay, what you make of this? I think this one might be my most controversial of all.
No.
You're finished.
You're out.
You're done.
You've lost me.
It's a good song, and like you get to the rap bit. Let me check.
Yeah.
Like that's fun. The first two times.
That's true.
I think you could. The reason that you wouldn't get sick of that is if you heard it maybe three times a year, you wouldn't get sick of it.
Yeah.
If you heard it all the time, if it was constant, like if you were being tortured.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And that was just on repeat.
Fair enough.
Now he's
that might be,
you'd go mad.
I don't think you would though.
Really?
I actually don't think. I think they're the only five songs. Whatever about Doja Cat now. I'm sorry.
Me,
then I think I would honestly be pretty content in my torture chamber.
I'd go with Badger. I'd never get sick of
this. Never get sick of this. My twisted mind is thinking, how can I lock Emma and Dave in a room for content and play songs and drive them
That's
crazy?
Not what we wanted.
That's coming in September 2024.
So after coming across this, and honestly, if you're eating your breakfast, you may want to keep your hand on the dial.
Oh no.
This is not good. This is a conversation that someone has posted online. And it's basically like a Depop. It's a Depop conversation. If you don't know what Depop is, it's basically where you can sell your
used clothes.
Yeah, your used clothes.
Much more sustainable way to shop.
It really is. So that's what this person has been doing. They've been buying clothes on Depop or one of those kind of sites. And then they message the person who sent the clothes.
Okay, with feedback, etc.
Yeah. The feedback was, the top has arrived in a used nappy. It's absolutely covered in poo.
Sorry.
This is disgusting. What are you playing at?
Sorry, I just need to process. So someone bought, do you know what the item was?
It was a black ASOS crop top.
So a little crop top arrived in a dirty kid's nappy.
Yeah, in a dirty kid's nappy. Now, here's the thing. Okay, the thing about selling on Depop and stuff, people don't know how to send clothes. Do you know what I mean? You can't just put a stamp on a top and be like, off it goes into the post box.
You put it in an envelope, not a dirty nappy. Are you actually trying to justify the dirty nappy here?
I'm not trying to justify the dirty nappy at all. Even a non-used nappy, I think, is a weird thing to send something in.
It's actually very smart, though. I was just thinking that. If it's a little crop top that we folded in, like a little size of a little poo, then of course you can just wrap it up and stick it in the post.
So the conversation keeps going, right? This is disgusting. It absolutely stinks. I've had to throw the top out. It's covered in, do you think this is acceptable to send something like this? And someone was like, the girl who sent it said, I sent it in a clean nappy and a nappy bag to recycle and repurpose it. It's not a used nappy. It would have been clean. Could you send photos? I'm sorry, this is just very hard to believe. So he sends photos. Lucky this is radio and I don't have to show you the photos because
I don't want
to
see
they're so, so bad.
Come on, quickly turn it to me. Quick. I want to glance from far away though. Oh, sweet mother. Oh, God, it's orangey.
Yeah, it is. It is.
That's disgusting.
He said, there you go. Enough photo evidence, question mark. I feel just reading this conversation that I need to wash my hands. Do you know what I mean? Like, this is absolutely disgusting. She said, I would never send it like that knowingly. My husband must have put the used one back in the nappy packaging as we do that so we know when it's time to stock back up. No. I'm so sorry.
Why did they do that as a system to know when to stock back up? I'm going to leave a dirty nappy lying around the house. That's gross.
Is there any way you could clean it or wash maybe or soak it? I'd happily pay for it to be dry cleaned. The person said, there's absolutely no way on earth I'm going near that top. It's in the bin. Refund me now. Okay. So I was like, I wonder how do other people send their items? Because like obviously a crop top, maybe it does fit in a nappy quite well.
It would. For example, I'm wearing a crop top, right? It's very little. Oh, yes. When you wrap that up and fold it up, it can
yeah,
be quite
tiny.
Small.
Yeah. But you could almost put it in an envelope, like. Do you know what I mean?
Oh,
no bother.
Yeah.
So I was looking online of like the Depop Reddit, right?
Right.
So someone once sent me a large ceramic dish wrapped only in brown paper. They were shocked when I told them it had broken on the way.
I was just about to say
someone
that.
Someone said they wrapped it, they bought vinyl online and someone wrapped it in Christmas wrapping paper.
Yeah.
Someone said, I bought a sweater and it arrived in a cereal box.
That's
kind of genius.
Really smart.
Kind of quite
perfect.
Clever.
Yeah.
Someone said, I bought a vintage Dior top for almost $200 and it arrived in a rice box.
Well, again, I think
like
that's
a
very
Mr.
practical.
Benz, yeah. I think.
People have to get creative when they're sending out stuff on Depop. Yeah, it costs people a fortune to send that stuff out as well, doesn't it?
Someone just wrote, T-shirt arrived in a Lay's bag. It smelled.
Crisps,
yeah.
It would,
oh,
yeah.
Why would you do that? Like sheets of paper taped together to form a package. That's how someone got their T-shirt. Yeah. And someone said, I had ordered some trinkets and received them in a large Pop-Tart box once.
Absolutely spot on. Again, any kind of box.
I am kind of vibing with the box, like the cereal boxes, the Pop-Tart boxes. I like that. Do not send them in a used nappy.
It's very creative. I used to work with someone who went through like a clear out of clothes and he put the stuff that people had bought in like a Tesco bag.
Is this Graham or Nathan?
No, it was actually when I worked in the UK.
Oh, okay.
He used to post it in bags for lives from Tesco and then just put brown tape on it so there was no gaps or whatever.
Amazing.
Stick the address on. It also reminded me, I got very creative 2 weeks ago when we got some Coca noodles sent in.
Oh, you did.
And I needed to send these Coca noodles out. So I looked around the office. Someone had ordered a shredder. So, and there was the massive cardboard box from the shredder. So I just put all the noodles in the shredder box and sent them away.
Yeah, the person who was winning this prize of noodles was like, when the hell did I order a shredder?
Yeah, when it arrives at the door in a dodgy
box.
You'd
be freaked, wouldn't you?
Who ordered a shredder in this desk?
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Bad Boys Ride or Die. It's in cinemas tomorrow. And to celebrate, we are giving you a massive, massive trip away to Miami.
It's unbelievable. The prize on the show, it's just getting bigger and bigger, guys. Mm. And they're just coming up on 2 years. We're at Miami. What'll it be next? Who knows? What we do know is Will Smith and Martin Lawrence are back and they're on the run in Bad Boys Ride or Die. Big screen event of the summer. This is being dubbed high-octane car chases, big explosions, shootouts and the duo's legendary comedic banter. You know yourself.
Yeah, you know action movies. Have you ever seen one of them? It's one of them.
It's one of those big action movies. Again, this is even crazy. We have a 400 euro one for all vouchers to give away every day, apart from the holiday to Miami.
I know. It's insane. It's a bit bizarre. I don't really understand what's going on. 400 euro one for all vouchers to give away every single day. And at the end of the week, someone is going to win that 2,000 euro travel voucher to live it up in Miami, baby.
So here's the thing as well, right? Because we're on a short week, there's even more opportunities for you to win this week. So listen up. On this morning, who thinks she's picked up the correct keyword from us in order to get herself in the draw and win that 400 euro one for all voucher is Lauren. How was your bank holiday weekend, Lauren?
Yeah, it was great. I'm actually jetting off to Milan tomorrow. So
Excuse me?
Very nice.
What's the holiday prep today? Are you off work? Are you just going around the shops and packing up? Or?
Yeah, I'm just going to go get my nails. So now.
Nice.
And tell me this, Lauren. Because my mother and my sister are in Milan at the moment. What is in Milan? Like apart from AC and Inter, I don't understand. Why would you go there?
I think it's very fancy, isn't it, Milan?
Yeah, I want to visit Lake Como. We're going to Albania after, so we're only there for a day.
Very nice, very nice.
So how long are you away for in total, making everyone jealous here now back at the bank holiday, post-bank holiday blues? How long are you going away for?
Oh, stunning. Cushy. I've been to Lake Como before, Lauren. It's absolutely unbelievable.
I was on Garda once for a wedding and it's probably the most picturesque thing I've ever seen with my little eyes.
Absolutely gorgeous.
All right, Lauren, yeah. Here's the deal. We want to send you to Miami. You got to get yourself into that final on Friday. And today we walked away with that 400 euro one for all voucher as today's qualifier. But in order to do that, you need to tell us what the keyword is. What is today's keyword?
I said vice.
Vice. Like Vice City.
And the clue was a four-letter word starting with V. That is a nickname for Miami. Not one that I was aware of, to be honest
Either
with you.
Neither was I.
We can tell you, you're absolutely correct, Lauren.
Nice one, Lauren. You've just won a 400 euro one for all voucher, just like that. Happy days, that is yours. And you're in the draw to win that 2,000 euro travel voucher to live it up in Miami.
Well done, gal.
Thank you so much.
What are you going to do now? You're going to have to listen to us on Friday morning from Milan.
Yeah.
To see if you've won.
That's
because my God, gal, if you come out of the draw and we can't get through to you, we'll be so annoyed. Talk to you later, pet.
See you, Lauren.
Bye.
Bye, have a great holiday.
Gosh,
so, later today after 3 o'clock, Steve K is the only person that's going to have that keyword for this time tomorrow, okay?
Yeah, he's the only person that matters in the world after 3 o'clock.
Absolutely.
Also Barry Dunn on the cash machine.
Steve is here, his 10 spin hits on the row on your way home from work. Have him on and loud. Pick up the code word. Give it to us tomorrow morning before 9:30. You could be heading to Miami and have a trip in your back pocket this Friday from Spin.
Emma, you brought something to us about half an hour ago,
yeah,
where it was like tunes that you would never ever get sick of.
Yeah.
Post Malone. Anything by Post Malone.
Anything by Post Malone.
I think anything. And he has that new country album coming out.
Mm.
I guarantee you every single tune is going to be a hit that you will never be able to get sick of.
I'd agree. I would listen to Post Malone's song Sunflower 75 times a day and not bore of it.
I raise you. I see your sunflower. I raise you. Congratulations.
Oh! I see your congratulations and I raise you rock star, honestly.
Ah, very good, very good, very good. And what about wow? Oh,
it's very quick. It'll be over by the time you can get into it.
It is very quick. But I would honestly listen to him nonstop.
Here's one I don't want to hear it over again. Circles.
Yeah, done with that one.
Better now?
Yeah, it's all right.
I raise you Psycho.
Yeah, Psycho is good too.
A 10 out of 10.
Yeah, so there you go.
And it's a shame because I don't feel we're going to get a song of that kind of genre from him for a long time. I feel like he's going to stick it out in this country world.
I hope he does.
He seems to be thriving.
He really, his voice suits it.
Yeah, no, massively so. Spins, fully charged. Recharged.